Okay, we live in tough, challenging economic times, said with all seriousness, because we do, here in Colchester as well. So we know the local economy is going through a few ups and downs, but I think people here in the town are always looking for new ways perhaps to organise and different ways of working and different ways to perhaps share their skills. Maybe you can see where I'm going with this. And so I have very kindly got some time with a young man called Dan, who has got some ideas about how possibly folk in Colchester can think about a different way to structure how we exchange these skills. And so Dan, I'll say hello and welcome.
Hello.
And so Dan has some plans for a time bank. So I guess the first question, Dan, please explain, what is the concept of a time bank?
Time banking is really a way of which to trade in ways where that don't involve the standard currency from government. Basically, a lot of people think about money and economics and think, well, there's not enough money, it's all coming from the government. Well, that's because there's a limited supply from the government. What time banking aims to do is to use exchange of time. So to give an example, you do something for me, I do something for you. It's a very straightforward way of effectively trading where we don't necessarily use money. That might be that I walk your dog, you teach me French. I love walking dogs and I love French. I'm trying to learn both. But it's a way of exchanging those kind of skills that maybe you have that you can share that you don't necessarily have to trade for money. The difficulty always comes that maybe I can do a service for you. I've got a skill that you need, but you don't necessarily have a skill that I need. So it becomes a one-way bargain there. I'm doing something for you, but for nothing in return, which is fine in general. That's okay. But when you're trying to work and survive, that can be really difficult. Does that make sense?
Yes, certainly. I can see the concept behind it, and I can see the many benefits as well. I guess one, certainly being with the lack of currency being exchanged, this is all tax-free, and you also support local people. What fascinates me, Dan, about the idea of a time bank, it fascinates me and equally excites me, is this idea of trust. And so a lot of it does seem to be based on trust. And so I get someone round to mend my washing machine. They've got a skill for that. I don't pay them, but they get some credits. But then I need some credits for that. How would you go about getting around the idea of fostering this trust and making sure that even though no currency is involved, people do pay their way?
That's a really interesting point. Obviously, this is based on trust. And I think that's one of the great things about this type of currency is it helps develop and foster trust within communities, something that ordinary currency actually is very fractious in doing. It actually helps break trust, whereas what we're looking at here is something that builds trust. Now, there are numbers of different ways. I mean, when you're talking about from a personal level in the trade, well, I'm a trusting person. I think it's better to trust people until they've proven to you that you can't trust them. That's my personal outlook in life. Serves me pretty well. I meet good people that way. But in terms of a banking system, there are various ways which this is managed. I should say that these are cropping up all over the world. One of the common ways is this is done as an online trading, where you keep records of who's traded what online. And one of the things that's available there, similar to eBay trading, is giving rating systems. So if you've done something for someone, or that they've done it something for you, a rating is exchanged. So I did this for you, and you give me a rating as to how well you feel I did it, and whether the time credit that's been exchanged was good value. So it encourages people to be trustworthy, otherwise they're going to get less trade, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. And we started off, Dan, talking about Colchester and the economy here. And so also with a time bank, a lot of this is going to be very much by definition focused on the hyperlocal stuff, people in the town working together. So do you think I know you have plans, we should say, for a time bank in Colchester, which is why we're meeting today. So do you think there is a need for this kind of way of operating economically, or could this work here in our town?
I I've got into this idea because I really do see the opportunities for this within our town. That said, I'm one person with a lot of ideas. It's really for the local community to come in and say whether they think this can work. So what I'm trying to do is spread the ideas into the community and see how they react, so that maybe if they are interested, that they will come in, start sharing ideas and build this for themselves, rather than it being something that I and a small group of others establish, actually being established by the community for the community.
And what kind of response have you had so far? I know it's been very early days and you're just putting the feelers out, which is why we're talking today. But it's this model where the more people participating, mm-hmm. then the greater the benefits of the scheme will be. So has it been a good response?
Actually, I've been quite surprised. It's my first time trying to organise something like this to get people interested. My first time blogging, so I'm new to Twitter. I don't understand how hashtags or any of that work yet. My first time setting up a blog and posting things. And the response that I've actually had has been actually really extremely positive, I feel. I've posted two blog posts, one just introducing the concept of time banking, one looking at a suggested project that could feed into it, and the idea of a time farm where local producers of vegetables can start to trade those in a way that would facilitate actual local produce and give people food on their plates for their time. And the response so far, my first blog was just a week and a half ago, followed up by one just 4 days ago, and the response has been massively positive. A lot of people reading it and people commenting. Some of the comments posting through Twitter and Facebook and obviously on the blog, to have somebody say that an idea about banking is beautiful completely blew me away. I mean, when has banking been beautiful?
I think it's very hard to have any negative response to an idea of a time bank unless you're the tax man, or unless you are a big multinational business, of which we have many in our town. But this is not, I hate to use this phrase, an anti-capitalist idea. This is still supporting people working and people being rewarded for the work and the skills they have to offer. It's just a different way of offering that reward, which keeps it hyper-local.
Absolutely. This isn't about addressing big businesses. There's nothing really in it for them. It's actually about taking what we have locally and really using it to its best, letting local people get involved in something that's going to work for them in the best way it can. I think that I know a lot of very talented people who have got a lot to offer that are held back by their primary income being stuff that is for companies outside of the area, which is good. We do need money. We do need to be earning, you know, people have rent to pay, that kind of thing. But they get tied into that loop of just working for that other thing, whereas they could actually be using their time maybe more usefully here and getting rewarded for it.
I'm being very social as well, I imagine. So it's nice to actually go around and see people and say, I can do a skill for you. And that is how all these informal, loose networks get to grow.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the whole idea here is that you're working on a face-to-face level with people. So you don't get the element that with traditional money where you're paying for someone online for a service that goes, that you never see that person. It's very impersonal. This is all about the personal. You build a personal relationship with the people that you're trading with.
Okay, so that is the idea, the grand and ambitious idea behind mm-hmm. the Colchester Time Bank. So as we've been mentioning with Dan, for this to work, we need investment. We need investment in skills and people to come forward. So this is still very, very early days.
Absolutely.
But folk do need to come forward. So let's try and get some of these mentions, some of these plugs in. If people have got an interest or just a bit more curious, How can they contact you then, Dan?
Okay, if they want to follow us, we've set up a Facebook group, which is just Colchester Time Bank. If you look it up, you can like it and follow the post whenever we got a new post that comes out on there. If you use Twitter, we had to abbreviate it there, so it's Colch Time Bank, all one word. Or if they want to drop us an email, just colchestertimebank@gmail.com. The Facebook and the Twitter have links to our blog, which is on Posterous. So if you look up colchestertimebank.posterous.com, you can see all the posts that we're creating as we come up with more ideas about how this could work. It's all at an ideas stage at this point, because we want to just get the ideas out there, see how people react and what they want it to be for them.
And it's not going to work without people coming forward. And so that really is the idea now, just to try and generate some interest. So thank you to Dan from Colchester Time Bank. How am I being paid for this interview?
Well, we can do that in time.
I jest. This is all for the love of it. No, I do appreciate Dan giving up his morning and explaining more. Right, we wish you well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for speaking to me.